concern for us. We have no objections for it to be used as a rental property. Lois and Leroy Molesby. And I can leave that with you folks if you'd like.
So how long have you been doing nightly rental there?
Off and on, maybe 8 years or so, 7 or 8 years. I didn't know. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. So anyway, we had to be here for that. We don't rent it very often, though. Anyway.
Any other questions, comments? Anyone want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept it as written.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed?
5-1.
Okay. Passes. Thank you.
Yep. Yes, thank you. We'll put it in the file.
Next application, 18-10.
This is our request for the permit, the special use permit transfer. You guys moved it to the special hearing tonight. The applicants, Jerry Mottinger and Gregory Stevenson, represented by Joyce Schumacher. She's here. Are seeking the approval to transfer Jerry Mottinger's approved Division 3 special use permit number 1720, approved on July the 24th, 2017, to Gregory Stevenson, allowing night rental use in the existing single family residence located at 122 Fieldstone Drive, Hollister. Taney County Planning Commission approved the Division 3 special use permit 1720 on July 24th. The vote was 5 in favor and 0 opposed. Certificate of Conformance was issued September 1st, 2017. And her development plan was exactly the same as Jerry's, which on this one you had the maximum occupancy for the rental is 6, which meant they needed parking for 3. So that is included in your staff recommendations. Otherwise, the staff recommendations are the same as any nightly rental, just with those two different caveats that were in the villas.
Good evening. Anything you would like to add to the application or update?
No, sir. Everything is as it has been. This is that we originally put into nightly rental in 2012, I believe. Nothing different, nothing changes.
Any questions for her? Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this application and support? Do we have any opposed that are wanting to speak? You want to have a seat? Karen, you want to come first?
Again, Karen Murphy, could you please take a moment and look at the complete application that was submitted? On the concept, the applicant is Jerry Mottinger, owner. The representative is Joyce Schumacher. On page 3, Scott Sterrett added wording for the existing permit to be transferred. The Division 3 permit application, Gregory Stephenson, the applicant, and he signed it. The guidance code specifically addresses that the owner of the property must apply and be the applicant. Only an owner is issued a decision of record. The application affidavit, the last page, states, in signing this application, I understand that if the information given is not true, my application may not be accepted or approved, and that my permit may be revoked. It is not true. Mr. Stephenson is not an owner and cannot apply. Let's look at the guidance code. 4.1.3. Division III permits. Under general provisions, you're supposed to be sure to secure compliance with these regulations for harmony, health, safety, and welfare of the community. Under the procedures, 2.1B, proof. You must submit proof of ownership with your application. 2.1F, the general compatibility with adjacent properties. General conditions. At the concept hearing, you board members were given only 3.1 of the general conditions about transfers. 3.1 does say it is specific to an approved development plan. A development plan, most likely, is a whole subdivision, a development plan, and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. 3.2, the permit does not constitute a land use change and is not therefore tied to the property, and that is, it does not transfer as part of a property sale or ownership change. We have all of these additional guidance codes. 3.3, the property where a special use permit is granted, which it has been granted to Mr. Mottinger, shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications or could be a transfer. Specifically under the nightly rental section, 4.7. Nightly rentals will not materially alter the neighborhood. 4.7.9. A nightly rental special use permit is issued to a specific owner of a property. If the property changes ownership, then the special use permit shall immediately expire. Jerry Mottinger's permit expires on the sale of the property. Therefore, transferring before a sale is not permitted on an individual special use permit. A residential special use permit is not a development plan. A developer could sell an entire project plan, and that I can see under 3.1 would be transferred because it's a whole development. Please take into consideration that 122 Fieldstone is not an approved development plan and ownership is in Mottinger, and when sold, remember, special use permit expires. We appealed to the BOA on a similar case, 114 Fieldstone. The BOA voted before a legal opinion that was requested had been rendered. Even though on two other appeals that night, the BOA postponed the vote, waiting for legal opinion or further study of the minutes. We are asking for a rehearing at the BOA because the decision was made, and I've got it recorded. The potential buyer did as he was instructed, and that would have been instructed by the administrator. We were not appealing the potential buyer did anything wrong. We were appealing the guidance code errors made when approving the application. Exactly like the original 16 applications, at the first public hearing of property within Branson Creek, we ask for a legal opinion on buffers, harmony, and compatibility within a residential community. The P&Z voted before the opinion was rendered. However, when it was rendered, buffers are required, and buffer sketches are required. However, Branson Creek is stuck with six standalone houses that have no buffers at all, We have one home that was challenged. The buffer was required. It has been looked at and approved and received at CFC with four small bushes that lose their leaves in the winter. And you can see directly through the property. Four small. That big. 13 villas are without proper buffering. All nightly rental villas have a permanent resident, all of them, on the common wall. And it has been recorded of people saying that if there is a permanent resident, they ought not to probably allow a nightly rental on the other side. It seems as though Branson Creek has been singled out, and the PNC continues to approve applications on feelings without fully following the guidance code, all steps of the guidance code, or getting legal opinions from the county attorney to know their votes are compatible with the code. Please deny this application on the basis that the guidance code has not been followed, and get a legal opinion before passing on this application. Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay.
Susan?
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Susan Smith, and I also live out at Fieldstone. Karen pretty well covered everything that I wanted to, but I have a few things I want to touch base on. 122 Fieldstone, as you know, was approved previously against the opposition of the permanent residents of Fieldstone, including 19 prior to that one. All of these nightly rentals were knowingly operating without a permit. They had not reported to the assessor's office the change of use, therefore avoiding the 32% increase in taxes. But you're still approving them in Grantham Creek, but not in other subdivisions. The question I keep asking myself is why. I know you're sick and tired of us being over here, but we still do not know why. Have we not submitted substantial info to you that you indicated? It was never the intention of the developer for this to be nothing more than a residential community. If you had followed and enforced your own codes, this villa and all the villas in Fieldstone, we wouldn't be in this mess. Under the general provision, Appendix E, special use permits shall be granted subject to the general and specific standards contained in these regulations. Under procedures, an applicant must show proof of ownership. It does not say a prospective buyer can apply for a special use permit. 4.7, nightly rentals. Nightly rentals have the potential to be incompatible with the surrounding residential uses. There is not one street that does not have a nightly rental in Fieldstone. Therefore, nuisance and their lack of supervision affect all residents. There is not one nightly rental that does not share a common wall with a permanent resident. The BOA has stated no permanent resident should live next to a nightly rental. Also, the BOA stated the common wall should not be considered a buffer. And if you refer to Appendix H referencing the buffers, nowhere does it make reference to an inner wall as being a buffer. 4.7.1, occupancy. Bedrooms in the term of a nightly rental shall contain a minimum of a door, a window, and a closet. The lofts in these villas do not meet those requirements. I have an email from Jim Single of the Western Taney County Fire Department stating, the lofts do not meet the PNC's definition of a bedroom, so it should not be used for that purpose. It also states under occupancy, the maximum occupancy shall be further limited based on the local fire district occupancy limits, whichever is the lesser.